You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A prominent Washington State chiropractor and her husband have not been seen since November 13. Police perform a welfare check at the home of Karen Kopp and her husband, DeVito, and allegedly find two large pools of blood big enough to make cops believe someone was killed. Cops say there was also a strong smell of bleach in the residence. Deputies allegedly find evidence suggesting the bodies had been dragged into the garage. Police have a suspect in custody, tenant Timothy Burke.
Nancy, we're now learning that the couple's bodies were discovered on a military base just a mile from the property they were renting to Timothy Burke. They both died of several gunshot wounds to the head and abdomen. The couple leaves behind two adult sons who say they are grateful they no longer have to worry and wonder what happened to their parents.
Burke now charged with two counts of murder. Stephanie Boyd gets in an argument with her husband, storms out of their Missouri home, getting in her car to leave. In a desperate attempt to stop her, the husband hops on top of the car. Boyd takes off, trying to throw him off the hood. Boyd drives 7 miles, even getting on the interstate, with the husband desperately clinging to the car. A passing cop spots the man on the car, chases Boyd down, charging the 38-year-old with domestic assault and resisting arrest. Wow, next time, just let her go. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Oscar Pistorius, an Olympic sprinter and double amputee who rose to fame by racing at the pinnacle of his sport on carbon fiber blades, has now been freed from prison following a nearly 9-year prison sentence for the murder of his girlfriend, model Reva Steenkamp. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the South African Department of Corrections, who released a statement to our friends with the Associated Press, the 37-year-old Pistorius quietly departed the Atta Ridgeville Correctional Center in Pretoria and was processed at a parole office before being released to his family. Corrections declined to provide additional details, calling Pistorius's release a, quote, operation to avert a media frenzy. After being ordered to serve 13 years and 5 months in prison for Steenkamp's murder on Valentine's Day 2013, Pistorius completed almost 9 years of his sentence. Once he completed at least half of his term, he was eligible for early release. In November, his parole application was granted. Pistorius insists that he mistakenly killed 29-year-old Steenkamp in a bathroom of his Pretoria mansion in the middle of the night, thinking she was a dangerous intruder. He shot Steenkamp 4 times through the locked door of a toilet cubicle, striking her in the hand, hip, and skull. He said he didn't know it was his girlfriend in the cubicle when he fired in what he thought was self-defense. During his trial, the prosecution claimed that he killed her on purpose out of rage during a late-night quarrel. A reality TV star and law graduate, Steenkamp pursued a career in modeling in addition to her activism against the pervasive problem of violence against women in South Africa, a cruel irony considering her own untimely death. It had only been a couple months since she and Pistorius started dating.
Until December of 2029, Pistorius will be subject to stringent parole requirements, which will include a prohibition on speaking to the media. A judge has determined that a Tennessee man suspected of raping a woman a year before being charged with kidnapping and killing a schoolteacher will have his fate decided by a Memphis area jury when he goes on trial in the sexual assault case. According to various news outlets, Julie Ganguly, an attorney for Cleotha Abston, had submitted a move for a change of venue for the trial, but Shelby County Judge Lee Coffey dismissed that request. Ganguly contended that the significant media coverage surrounding the murder of Eliza Fletcher in 2022 and the rape in 2021 prevented Abston from receiving a fair trial from Shelby County jurors. Officials claim that because the sexual assault kit took a long time to process, Abston was not detained on rape charges prior to Eliza Fletcher's death. In both cases, Abston has entered a not guilty plea. According to British media, a U.S. fugitive suspected of staging his own death to get out of a Utah rape case has been extradited back to the United States. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The Utah County Prosecutor's Office has charged 36-year-old Nicholas Rossi, whose legal name is Nicholas Alaverdian, with sexually abusing a former girlfriend in Orem, Utah in 2008. He is also the target of numerous allegations of domestic abuse in Rhode Island. Police Scotland would only state that it had aided law enforcement agencies in extraditing a 36-year-old man when asked by our friends with the Associated Press about rumors that Rossi had been repatriated to the United States. After being recognized by someone at a Glasgow hospital while receiving treatment for COVID-19, Rossi's criminal career took an odd turn before he was arrested in December of 2021. He claimed he had never been in the United States and was an Irish orphan named Arthur Knight.
It remains unclear when Rossi departed Scotland or where he was headed.
DeAndrea Ford gets a ride home from co-worker Otis Parker when shots ring out. Parker owed a third party, Katana Taylor, money. So Taylor pulls together a three-man crew to rob Otis Parker. Parker shot dead. DeAndrea Ford, who's just trying to get a ride, barely escapes, ducking out of the passenger seat and running. The day before, the very last suspect in the shooting was formally indicted. Ford never comes home from her job at a Houston bar. Surveillance video shows her getting in a van with a customer, sitting in the parking lot about an hour, then they take off. Ford's family unsure if her disappearance has to do with being state's witness number one in a capital murder case, but no, she would never leave her tot girl. DeAndrea Ford, now missing 4 months. If you have info on DeAndrea Ford, call Houston PD 832-394-1840. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.